Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act right. Uh-huh.
Hat on.
Suit on.
Looking like the dapper dog.
Giving a microphone.
Dress
like the $1 million.
Bucks.
Things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be? Steve Harvey,
oh,
yeah. Listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Oh,
yeah.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
We're
listening.
Oh, listen.
Steve Harvey. Why don't you join
me? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Turn them out.
Steve Harvey, turn them on to the morning, y'all.
Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Okay. Here's what I want to share with you. Stop complaining. See, I had to let you see how I let that one sit for a second. Stop complaining. Do you realize, without us even thinking about it, oftentimes we just complain about stuff. And it comes up in such subtle forms. Man, I don't know why they still letting that lady work there, man. If they don't fire this woman, man, I don't know what I'm gonna do. She driving me crazy. She always got something to say. I bet today, though, the way I'm feeling right now, I bet she better not say nothing to me today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because today it. I'm sick of her running her mouth. Last time she said something to me, I should have said something to her. You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving you a small example of how it starts to snowball once you start to complain. It just carries over into so many things, man. Stop complaining about your car. Stop complaining about your bus pass. Stop complaining about your kids can't seem to get it together. Stop complaining about your man can't seem to get it together. Stop complaining. Stop. Have you noticed? I'm just asking. Have you noticed that in all of your complaining, it has provided not one solution? The reason I'm telling you to stop complaining, because God is able, because God is capable. He is capable and able of fixing anything, capable and able of curing anything, capable and able of allowing you to get to adjusting to things, and capable and able to strengthen you to get through and change anything. But the key here is God is capable and God is able. A lot of times I find myself complaining because I have not used my greatest asset, and that's my relationship with God. You all have one. Now, you may not have nurtured it, but you have one, because God created you as his child. He's available to you. Now, the fact that you ain't went to him, okay, once again, who fault is that? Stop complaining. Until you strengthen your relationship with God and formulate this relationship, you don't have enough weapons. You ain't got a big enough shield to fight this thing called life. It just keeps coming, man. And unless you develop a relationship with God, you need a partner in all of this. Maybe you got another route you're going to take. But every successful person I know personally has a relationship with God. I have some really, really some people that's kind of up there in the success term in terms of business and money and stature. I'm just talking about that portion of success. And then I have a lot of people who are very successful in their spiritual life, who have become great men of God, and women of God. But look at all of them, and all of them have substantial amounts of, you know, possessions and things like that. Also, most successful people I know have that. Even if you saw them never with a big lot of house and a lot of money or stuff like that, they had so much respect, so much love, so much power was given them from people that their life was rich in that area. You know, like a Martin Luther King or something like that, or a Gandhi or somebody who lived their life in service, or Nelson Mandela, who came out and just, man, people put stuff at their feet because of their service. So all successful people I know have that. Every last one of these people that I know, they have a relationship with God. They use the tool that was available to them to give them the strength, the bullets, the arrows, the slings, the shield, to fight this thing called life and have the most valuable partner right there by their side, their Heavenly Father God, because he will help you get through this thing called life, man. Stop complaining all the time. It's not fixing anything. Why don't you do yourself a favor and strengthen your relationship with God? Man, why can I never get over? Well, you have not because you ask not. Man, how come I always got problems? Well, you keep trying to solve them yourself and taking them to your friends. You keep trying to do them with your own thought process. Who are you? I keep telling you, man. You're going through stuff you ain't got no business going through. And if it's you going through something over and over and over and over and the same problem keep coming back to bite you again, all that's saying is you still ain't strengthened your relationship with God. It's your relationship. He's not going to make you have one with him. He is a perfect gentleman. He only comes into your life when you invite him in. But for those who do invite him in, they have a distinct advantage on their road to success. A distinct advantage. You can do it without him. Trust me, you can. How far you get, I can't promise you nothing. How well you handle it when you arrive there, I can't promise you nothing. How long you gonna stay there, I can't promise you nothing. How difficult it's going to be without him, I can't give you that. It's going to be far more difficult. But you can, something can happen and you receive a measure of success and you think it's you and it's this move you made and you can describe it as I got lucky. I happened to be in the right place at the right time. I got lucky. Lucky is usually how other people describe other people's success. Boy, he was lucky. He was right there. Well, let me tell you what luck is. Luck is when hard work bumps up into opportunity. If you've been working hard at something, an opportunity presents itself, that comes a match. That's not luck. But now, if you haven't done that on a repetitive enough basis, that opportunity could present itself one time. You got to reconnect. Stop complaining, man. Come on, listen to me. Stop complaining. It hasn't fixed a single thing in your life. And if you're a chronic complainer, it's because you really, really have not fixed your relationship with God. He'll smooth it out for you. That I can tell you for a fact. I know that for a fact. He smoothed mine out. All right, let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I walk into the room, I realize I am grateful today. Man, thank you, God. Another shot, another day. Had some relaxation, had some days off. What? Still let me live, let me flourish. I survived it. I got a couple problems now. I do want to point that out. But the thing about my problems is, my problems have my God attached to them, so therefore, all my problems have a solution. I just got to ride them out. Man, come on, problems. Do Do what you want to do. Ain't the first time I'd have had some problems. Won't be the last. I've seen bigger problems. I've survived those. Matter of fact, my track record and your track record for surviving unsurmountable days and rough times and unthinkable circumstances so far, I want to point this out. Your track record for surviving them is 100%. I'm in the 100% game because I got God and God got me. Man, what a great day it is. Shirley Strawberry calling for real, mouth of the South. His name is Junior. Government name, Kill Spate. And legend of Nephew Tommy. Here we go. Junior, what's on your mind, man?
Man, Unc, man, I don't know how your holiday was, man, but Thanksgiving, bro. Unc. Did you really run down what you was really thankful for? Did you have a reflection moment?
Well, yeah, that morning, and then I proceeded my day. Well, I'm out of the country, so Thanksgiving isn't really celebrated. They think that celebrating Thanksgiving, they think it's so it's about the pilgrims, huh? I said if that's what it was about for me, you can bring me a hamburger. Nah.
That's what they say,
I told him, I said, black people celebrate Thanksgiving differently. This is a day of thanks. We just find things to be thankful for. This is just a gratitude day, which should be every day anyway. So we're just doing it for gratitude. Right. It ain't got nothing to do with Plymouth Rock or them pilgrims. We all know what that is. So don't even worry about that.
We just celebrating the fourth Thursday in November.
Yeah. That's all we doing. We really celebrating that time off. Really, that's what we doing. So we just want to clear that up.
Yeah.
Man, this guy laughs so hard over here.
Yeah.
That's funny, Steve.
That's so funny, that they think about this like that for Thanksgiving.
So it's about the pilgrims and Plymouth Rock. Man, let me tell you something. If it was bad for black people, wouldn't even matter. You can cancel it. Man, we just grateful. We just grateful, man. We just over here grateful. That's
so no turkey for you, dog? No turkey this past?
Yeah, man. I ate at an American restaurant and had a room and everything. Had a lot of friends over.
Really?
And we got friends over here, you know, from all different nationalities. We had turkey. Didn't have no dressing.
Struggled with that a little bit.
Yeah,
so what were your sides?
Hold up. The yams had homemade marshmallows on top of them. I was like, boy, we was just real white. Then because I knew you were coming, Mr. Officer, guy from Kansas City owns a great restaurant over here, though. He said I had some wonderful dessert prepared for you. I looked up a recipe. I prepared for you some peach cobbler.
Okay. All right. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll be back with some church complaints right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, now it is time for church complaints with Pastor Motown and Deacon Def Jam. Uh-oh.
We gavel most profusely.
Come on, Pastor.
We come here in total avauntness to carry out the proskivity of what's going on today. On this post-Thanksgiving vigil, we sit here in a most vicarious...
at the same time.
Boy, what? Now.
Nah.
Come on, Pastor.
Moment in time. One more before I bring you out. As we levitate, we sit here in a moment to gravitate. Before you meditate.
Faster.
And let us end it before we all get alleviated.
Oh, you better minister that boy,
put that thing together. He put that thing together.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I had just what they call it. I had summoned my Jesse Jackson just now.
Oh.
Yeah,
I called on him.
Mm-hmm.
Or shall I say I pontificated.
Uh-huh. Not pontificate.
Come on, Deacon.
Hello, Jesse, if you're listening. All right, Pastor.
Good morning, Jesse.
Well, we might as well speak to Jesse. We're not going to sit here and talk about him, not speak to Jesse. But let's get on down to it. We got an issue. Sister Lauren Banks is in the hospital. Now, She brought a cheesecake to her family's Thanksgiving dinner. The problem is she called herself making a cheesecake and put shredded cheese all over the cake. Both her aunts beat her down in the kitchen. She wants you to talk to her family because they have officially kicked her out of the family.
Yeah.
Well, as they should. As the video that was going around on Thanksgiving, Sister Abigail Bankston had cussed out her niece for going online.
That's right.
And making the mac and cheese online by putting eggs inside the mac and cheese.
She sure did. I seen it.
Thanksgiving is a cleansing time.
Yes, it is.
It is a time where we disown family members.
We will do it.
Get rid of the youngins that go online instead of trusting old family recipes.
That's right.
It's a cleansing time. Families are smaller after Thanksgiving, even though they bigger. It's less the number. You know what I'm saying.
Amen, Pastor. Amen.
Amen, amen. Mm. All right. Brother Garfield Turner died on Thanksgiving Day at the dinner table. Oh. He is still at the dinner table. The family thought he was just asleep, but he has gone on to glory. They need help getting him out of that chair and that fork out of his hand. And do you want to send anybody over there to help him out, Pastor?
No, I'm just going to say this in an honest way. No one's really going to miss Brother Garfield here.
That's what you
gonna say? Oh, wow. Garfield was a nice
family.
Well, the nice fellow. Last time Brother Garfield paid tithes was 19.
1981. Just 19.
Oh, it's about money.
1981. So
All right.
We don't really care. Anyway, go ahead. We won't be sending anybody over there.
All right. Let that be a lesson. Pay your tithes.
The aroma gonna run them out.
Pay your tithes.
Yeah, pay your tithes. All right, here's another issue.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
All right, Brother Kirby Davis, who is married to Sister Melba Davis, is seeking counseling. Now, not for him and his wife, but for him and his side piece. He says she's doing way too much, and he wants you to help them get back in a better place. Yo, Kyle Path.
Well, we're not going to help. These brothers are picking these sides without taking proper care of the mains.
All right.
Let's see.
Preach, Pastor.
Green beans, coleslaw.
Yes.
Mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And mac and cheese.
Yeah, okay.
Don't all of them know that they ain't chicken.
All right.
You come see, on here, Pastor.
Say that one more time now.
Yes. I said green beans, coleslaw, mashed potatoes, and mac and cheese. They all know that they ain't chicken.
Woo, that boy made it plain.
You see.
Woo. Didn't he, though?
So know your place and your position on the plate.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The reason they call
them sides
is because it's less and more of them, but there's only one meat on the plate.
One protein, that's right.
One meat. You can have a carbohydrate. You can have a simple carb. You can have a complex carb.
Yeah.
All the way down.
You can have a vegetable.
Come
you
on,
de-
now.
Urban up
you
in here,
you can have a grain.
Come on, now. Yes.
You can have a barley.
Yes, sir.
You can have anything, a multiple things, but you can't have but one meat.
One
meat. Meat is meat. Grain, protein. All the sides is different.
Yeah.
You can't treat your side like a protein. because the side gonna want to move in and get treated like the meat.
Make
you can't be the meat if you was told you was a side. All sides know they ain't chicken. All sides ain't but one slab at the barbecue. Ain't nothing known now. In one slab at the barbecue, everything else is a side. Let the church say amen.
That's church.
Amen. Amen.
We'll be right back.
Glory.
All
right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, it is Cyber Monday, ladies and gentlemen. So online shoppers will be hunting for the best deals. Nia Long may have left her cheating fiancé. And then, And switching gears here, an arrest warrant has been issued in the Shanquella Robinson case. We'll talk about these stories. And, of course, Carla has music news for us. It really, really is sad. Right now, it is time to ask the CLO.
Come on, Chloe.
Ready?
Let's go,
CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Here we go. Gail in Cleveland writes, I'm a 55-year-old single woman, and I have a guy that really likes me. But I'm not ready to be intimate. He gave me lingerie for my birthday, and he keeps begging me to let him see me in it. He swears that he won't try anything. Should I let him come over and model it for him, or is that... sending him the wrong message?
You know, good and hell well, he lied when he said he ain't gonna try nothing. He ain't gonna try nothing.
Oh, this he gonna try.
Your first birthday gift is lingerie. You 55. Stop acting like you ain't been at this movie before. Gail from Cleveland, 55. You know good and hell well.
You're too old for
that.
And
he gonna try something. And then if you model the lingerie, he gonna think that you want him to try something.
That's right.
Because if you come out in what he bought, you must want him to be happy. So if you put the lingerie on, you know he want to try. Girl, look, this is what you
want. Gail know this.
Put her up in game, CLO.
You trying to just play the game. You want to give it to him. You ain't offended by the lingerie. You ain't offended that he wants you. You've just decided to try the 90-day rule probably. Y'all at day 18. You tired, he tired.
Let's get it over with.
That's what's going on.
Let's get this thing over with.
This is.
At 55.
Listen to me. I have stopped
day
trying.
Day 19.
I have stopped trying to tell women how to do this because y'all not going to listen. And you're 55. You've seen this movie before. You know how this going to end.
Your name's Gail.
You're not modeling for him. If you do model it for him, he going to try it. So you already know that. Let's go to the next one.
All right. Cammie in Fort Myers says, my husband and I have been married for 6 years, and he has a strange habit of calling me by his ex-wife's name or his ex-sister-in-law's name. It's either Pam or Tammy. And when he does it, he thinks it's no big deal. He's 69 years old and getting forgetful, but this is unacceptable. How do I get him to stop this? Her name is Cammie. Cammie. Pam, Tammy. That's what he calls
Pam
her.
Pam and Tammy. That's way, that ain't
Pammy
even close.
Pammy or Tammy.
It rhymes. He's in trouble because, first of all, let me explain something to you. He was probably married longer than you all have been together.
Okay.
And them names is similar. So I wouldn't hold nothing to it. He's just old school cat and he getting it all mixed up. He talking too fast. Because he said these names a million times. Calling you the wrong name is just a, it's not an all bad thing. He don't mean it. He ain't still seeing her. He don't want her. It's just ingrained. He been calling them that for so long, his sister and his wife, your name and your name, it just sounds so similar. Especially
Cammy,
if he's mad.
Pam.
Shouldn't he go with baby though? A-M. Something like that, baby? Or...
Yeah, he got to go with, hey, girl, hey. He got to he got to save himself.
He needs
good point, nephew. Good point, nephew, All right, moving on to Marianne in Baltimore. Marianne says, I got drunk a few weeks ago and I called my husband to pick me up. I urinated on myself in the car, and he decided to tell the story at dinner on Thursday in front of my boss and my mom. I'm so embarrassed. How can I pay him back? That's what
pay him back.
I'm not gonna clean up.
Unless you catch him peeing on his stuff somewhere, it's gonna be hard to pay him back. Unless you catch him peeing on himself and you report it in front of his mama and his boss, I don't know what you plan on doing. Unless you gonna take a pair of them drawers down there to his job and show him what you gotta wash. I don't really know, and I don't see why you're trying to pay somebody back.
Right.
Your ass need to quit drinking. You need to let this story die down. As long as it ain't posted nowhere, this story can have a chance to die down. And next thing, he don't like you.
That's why he tells the story at the table.
He don't like you. Yeah, he don't like you. He trying to do something to you because you don't. He don't like you. He love you. He in love with you, but he don't like you sometimes.
That like is
you going to clean up this damn car.
How that story sounded at the table? How that story sound?
Hey, what y'all doing? Hey, welcome to the... Hey, what y'all doing? All day, I picked up Gwen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she
her
older.
Her name is Marianne.
Her name is what?
Marianne. Move on. Back to Gwen.
You're not going
to goes together. You can say it together.
No, bro, I picked Gwen up. Gwen called me.
Yeah.
Gwen say she had been, you know, she had been drinking a little bit. So I get my wife, then I'm going to protect her. Now, she's sitting there looking at him with her eyes. She done bucked her eyes like. No, wait a minute, hold. I know you're going to tell this story. Gwen, this funny. Anyway, I pick up she in the car.
Yeah,
she's so drunk. So I kept noticing her squirming in the seat. You know, I'm why she's squirming like that.
I want you to be chewing some food.
Boy, they, you know.
Yeah. Buttering your breast.
Yeah.
Right.
Pepper that mac and cheese right there. Anyway, she was sitting up there.
Uh-huh.
And I look over there and all I heard was squish. I heard squish, squish. She's squirming in her own pee.
Oh, God.
She done got so drunk. She got so drunk, she beat all of that right now. But let me tell you something. He the only one laugh.
Oh my.
The boss can't laugh because the boss is going, what? Uh-uh. The mama going, no, this fool didn't.
Yeah.
Because see, here what she ain't typing the story. It's Thanksgiving. He drunk.
Yeah.
Right. Saints lost.
Okay. Oh,
he drunk.
Clarence is drunk.
Did you say Pappy that mac and cheese over there?
Pappy that mac and cheese. Squish, squish.
He's smacking.
Poor baby.
Oh, man.
And all she wants to know is how does she pay him back?
How about cleaning his car up first?
Wrong question. Marianne in Baltimore.
That's cold. He told her business.
Yeah,
like that. That's terrible.
Oh, man.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, today is Cyber Monday, and just like retail stores do deep discounts on Black Friday, today is the day online retailers offer special discounts, sales, and website-only deals. So happy online shopping today, okay? Moving on to actress Nia Long. Well, Nia may be moving on from her fiancé, Ime Udoka, just 2 months after his cheating scandal back in September. You recall it was reported that her fiancé, the Boston Celtics former head coach Udoka, had an affair with a coworker, and the internet started speculating whether or not Nia would leave him. Well, in a now deleted Instagram post, Nia shared a photo of an empty kitchen and dining area with the caption, quote, thankful for the gift of new places and spaces with a red heart emoji.
Amen.
The comments were all in support, like you, Junior, of Nia moving on and wishing her well. So,
yes. Mm-hmm. If I wasn't married, I'd save her though. I would.
But you are
two months in.
But you are Blanche.
Yeah, you are Blanche. Come on, Blanche.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Know where you are doing your radio show. You ain't down
in
the studio.
And it's just been 2 months.
That comment be a frying pan upside the back of your head. Careful. Thought it was funny. Said it.
That's how you were laughing when you said
yeah.
it.
Ah. Woo! Went in the other room.
Yeah.
So it's funny, huh? You think she that fine?
Hey.
So she that fine, huh?
I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm.
You look at turn around. Now you turning around. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The girl. Mm. The yo celebrity crush.
Oh, yeah.
What? Girl, you know we just playing on the radio,
right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And we're about to switch gears here, guys. This is a pretty serious story. It's been going on for a couple of weeks now. The family of the North Carolina woman that was found dead last month in a vacation rental in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, is still looking for answers more than 2 weeks after her death. 25-year-old Shanquella Robinson went to Cabo on vacation with her college, quote-unquote, friends, and was found dead in their vacation rental home. A video surfaced of an unidentified female punching Shanquella multiple times in the head and neck area, while an unidentified man encouraged Shanquella to fight back. The group of so-called friends that Shanquella was traveling with reported that Shanquella died of alcohol poisoning, but her death certificate lists her cause of death as a severe spinal cord injury. Mexican officials have issued an arrest warrant for a female whose name was not released at the time, and prosecutors confirmed she is a U.S. citizen who is a quote-unquote friend of the victim. So this is an ongoing story. This is just such a tragic story. Tragic story right here. Yeah.
She was attacked.
Okay, yes,
well, let me
she
ask
was.
You a question. They've issued, mm-hmm. is the so-called friend back in the States or in Mexico?
Well, they fled right after the incident. They went back.
They went back home.
They went back home.
Oh, well,
came back home.
Is in trouble. The dude.
Yeah, they want her. They want this person back. To Mexico now.
Yeah, they want to go back to Mexico.
And that's going to happen because they got
extradition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw that. I felt because I was watching it on Narcos, and I know the word, but I never said it because I never committed a crime outside
the country. Extradite, that's the word.
So I never had to know that word before, but I've seen it used on Narcos, and I thought I'd just try it.
But we know what you're saying.
But I'm going to tell you something. The guy that's in the video that's encouraging the girl to fight back, He's
her
in
so-called
trouble.
Best friend.
Yeah, this. Yeah,
he's in trouble. But all of them, when you leave
all,
a girl
yeah,
like that,
yeah,
and mm-hmm. they find her dead in a hotel room, and all y'all going back? Oh no, sir. Mm-hmm. Oh no, mm-hmm. sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh no, sir. Because somebody would have said, "Hold up, we're on the flight back. Where's
right.
she at?
Right.
Girl, we can't just leave
this
her.
This is such a tragic story. Yeah. And her family wants answers, and it's still
they
an open case.
They deserve answers, and she
yeah,
deserves
they absolutely they do. Yeah. And she absolutely does deserve justice, yes. Just 25 years old, right? 25 yes. years old.
Wow.
It's a really, really sad story. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll you know, just keep following it, and hopefully...
Oh, they ain't ready for this Mexican prison they going to be in. They not ready for that.
Yeah. Yeah,
it'd be your own.
That's a different
people.
Ball game.
She mm-hmm. thought those people mm-hmm. were her so-called friends.
That's yeah,
I know.
Mm-hmm. And that's what everybody, Carla, was saying on social media, that you know she thought these people were her friends. People were mad because they were even calling them her friends. They were like, "Don't stop calling them her friends. These were not her friends. Friends wouldn't do that
no.
to you.
No.
You know?
No, absolutely.
Yeah, this was horrible. It was horrible." So this is an ongoing investigation, and we will definitely keep you posted on that. Finally, Carla is here with some music news. Carla?
On a lighter note, Soul Train Music Awards hosted by Dion Cole. Dion Cole. Yep, let's shout out
straight
to...
Straight out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Money Long. She was so fire with her satin red pajamas. Mm-hmm. Her whole performance was like a Tyler Perry play. Me and mm-hmm. Monica, we were talking about it. It reminded me of good old R&B music. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. woman to woman, them kind of songs mm-hmm. like that. It was really,
Hello,
really
Barbara,
good.
Hello, Barbara, this is Shirley.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. It was a script. It was a whole play. Beyonce won. Mary J. Lizzo. Lady of Soul Awards. Escape. What is going on with Escape? I
don't know. All you need is some understanding. That's all.
I don't understand. What's going
on, Shirley?
I want those ladies to stop the
beat. That ain't like
on
floaters or nothing like that.
Also, we got a shout out to Morris Day and the
Morris
Time.
Day,
Legend
yes,
award.
They killed it. They did. All right, coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, early voting began Saturday in Georgia. We need you to vote in Georgia. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A week-long early voting period began Saturday in some Georgia counties as Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker prepare for their December 6th runoff election. The stakes remain high, and a Warnock victory will give Democrats the majority outright. Former President Barack Obama is slated to travel to Atlanta this Thursday for a rally before the final day of early voting. If you want to find out your voting location, go to iwillvote.com. That's iwillvote.com to find out where to vote early in Georgia or on Election Day, which is December 6th. Please get out and vote. Mm. Please.
We do not want him to win this election, you know?
That's what he said.
A clip of him saying, of Herschel Walker saying that.
He said that, man.
Yeah, yeah, he said it.
And what, now you don't want now? To be the senator?
He's in a runoff. This man who said that.
If y'all don't right, vote, man. I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. Man.
One more time, go to iwillvote.com. That's where you find out where to vote early in Georgia or where you find out to vote on Election Day, which is December 6th, okay? Let's get this done. Let's get
Steve,
this
tell
done.
Steve, tell them. They got to get it mm-hmm. done. This
Listen,
is it.
Man, I mean, I've had to make all type of provisions, so I'm just coming home to vote because skip this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's how important
just,
it is.
It's okay. just right yeah. important, man. Mm-hmm. This election right here is
And your one
right.
vote matters.
Look, mm-hmm. we thought that the Biden-Trump vote was important.
Mm-hmm.
This one here, because this will get really good total control of the Senate without the vice president having to vote. But it's also even bigger than controlling the Senate. It's controlling the narrative about us as a people. It is ridiculous to allow the Republican Party to stoop so low as to pick somebody like Herschel Walker and put him in our face for the entire state of Georgia to decide if he's a more worthy candidate than Senator Raphael Warnock. In what capacity could this man, Warnock, could this man possibly be a better candidate than Senator Raphael Warnock? How could he be? First of all, he don't know nothing about the issues. Number two, he is in direct conflict of everything your party supposedly stands for, or has it just become power, position, and money? Because that's all he is for you now. Because he don't get the right to abortion. You're trying to act like he didn't pay for these abortions. You're trying to act like his ex-wife on TV claiming to be beat by him is done. You acting like him not taking care of his kids is okay. And you acting like his lack of support from his own family is okay. Well, we've noted all of this. And then thirdly, this ridiculous. Something's wrong with this guy. The guy really needs help. He's been playing football. If he's not a candidate for CTE, I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
This dude right here is the worst candidate you've ever stuck in front of our face, and you're going to put him up against a qualified, educated, well-thinking person? No, sir. We're not going to let it happen. That's why I'm voting.
Yeah. I thought he's slaves already doing couldn't the run job, for office. By the way. Iwillvote.com is where you go. Please go vote. Coming up next, Sister Odell will be stopping by. We'll talk to her right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as promised, she is here. Sister Odell is in the building. You hear her coming down the hall right now. Ooh, she can hold a note, can't she?
Come on in.
Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
Good morning, Sister Odell. Get up and get to talking, because, you know, you can't do a lot of praising on this show, you know, a lot of heavings on it. And so I just had to get to this show quick as can.
Ooh.
Y'all cut my time off, so let's just, don't wait. Excuse me.
Well, Sister Odell, since you want to get straight to it, I'm so happy to have you today. And, one of the things, you're welcome. One of the things about you is you've talked about this many times, is you've had a lot of husbands and all of that. And I just wanted to ask you, have you heard that Cher, you know who Cher is, the singer, actress, right?
Cher,
who is 76, is dating a man.
I know Cher's mama.
Really?
Really?
What was her name?
Stingy.
What was her name?
Who?
Stingy.
Well, Cher is dating a young man, a much younger man. She's 76. Mm-hmm. Her young man is 40 years, her junior, and he's only 36 years old. Well, she recently defended their relationship. She posted a picture on social media of her man with the caption, quote, "He's kind, smart, hilarious, and we kiss like teenagers." So my question to you is, do you like, you're single right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. So do you like a young man, or?
Of course I like a younger man. If I didn't like a younger man, I wouldn't be able to like no man.
Why is it we don't know how old you are?
Because all the men is my age ain't my age no more. They dead.
Okay.
You know, you quit having birthdays in the casket, you know.
Nope. Oh, well, yes, ma'am. That is the alternative, yes.
So that's all that is. And, you know, anyway, I don't want to talk about that, because Cher is just sharing too much. You know, she's oversharing now.
First of all,
if you're going to date a younger man, keep it to yourself. And who has she can't date nobody her age? She got to have somebody get her in and out them spandex suits she be wearing. You got to get a strong man with a back.
No.
Do some things with you. She got putting on them outfits and everything. I think, you know, she's a good-looking woman, you know.
Oh, yeah. Right, because she's still a performer and all that.
And
they
kiss like teenagers, you know. I don't even know if she remember when she was a teenager.
Well,
see, teenager was here. She probably kissing like 50-year-olds and thinks she's a teenager. Ain't she 80?
She's 76.
70, she probably kissing like she's 50, but she thinks she's a teenager.
she seems to be happy with her new man. Yes, Carla.
Well, I bet he happy.
What you got?
Too. Yeah, Carla.
Well, I want to ask Sister Odell, since you've dated a younger man, what was the age gap difference?
40 years.
Just like Cher, really?
Yeah, when I was 80, he was 40.
That could have been your child.
He was 40.
And where did y'all go?
Could have been my child.
Great grandchild.
Yeah, he could have been my child. That's why I spanked him. I put it on him. Hey, let me say something respectful before I get out of here.
Yes, ma'am.
All y'all people down in Georgia that's finna vote for this fool Herschel Walker is a mistake of your lifetime. Let me explain something to you. Mm-hmm. I'm old enough to know old Negro when I see him.
What do you mean?
He is an old Negro. That's all he is, and I've been around a long time. He do all just what white folk want him to do. He ain't got a brain in his head. He ain't got a command of English language. He ain't got no schooling. He don't know no issues. He's an embarrassment to black people. And quit calling him black. He's an old white man is what he is, because black men don't act that way. That's all I wanted to say. Get to the polls and vote for anybody but Herschel.
Senator Raphael Warnock. All right, coming up next.
Stupid
thank you, Mr. Odell.
Sitting up in here talking about he a vampire.
Nephew Tommy with today's phone call.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject is, so what? I burned a few things.
Okay.
We'll get into
that
it.
Don't sound
find out
good.
What that's all about. We'll find out what that's all about in just a few.
Carla, you wrote this
right now.
I can cook.
I thought it was burning some clothes or something. That's what I thought.
Allegedly.
Stop. Right now, you hear him. The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for his nephew?
Well, I love them. They're beautiful to watch. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, this right here is Praise Dance Team. Praise Dance Team. Damn. Everybody love the Praise Dance.
Not everybody. Not this.
You don't like Praise Dance?
No. These movements with these words. We don't make no sense of this now. I love them.
I like the Praise Dance. I just wish they get the same toenail polish, though. If you please, so we can be uniform.
Why are you looking at
they
toes?
Need to be banned.
Yeah.
And
taking up time for my all these prayers and stuff I need. Come on, they in the way now. Come on.
You know, they had them two little boys with the white face on doing mime and stuff where I was tolerating them. You know.
Oh, the mimes. They was good, Steve.
Yeah, I tolerated them. I liked them. But the praise dancers, no.
Nah.
Moves don't be in sync.
None of that.
Well, you haven't seen the good ones.
First of all, we ain't got room enough for everybody to be up there. Our sanctuary ain't that big. Y'all already know we got one person go up there at a time.
And don't come down the aisle.
Seven people.
Stop coming down the aisle with it.
Well, that's what you
do
when you don't have a big stage.
You're too close. Get back up there where we can see everybody. All coming down the aisle. All behind me and next to me.
Twirling in front of my grandmother's lap. I don't need that.
Standing around in these hot white gowns. Just fanning this funk around this church. Get back up there on the platform where we can see y'all.
Yeah, and you got to bathe before you dance. Now, you do have to bathe before you dance.
Everybody can't touch their toes. If everybody can't touch their toes, don't even do the toe movement in there.
Right.
Praise dance team. Let's go, Kat. Come on.
Hello?
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. How you doing? I'm looking for Sister Tanya.
This is Sister Tanya.
Sister Tanya, this is Brother Fuller from the church. How are you?
Oh, I'm well, Brother Fuller. How are you?
I'm good. We wanted to give you a call about the praise dancing that's at the church. First of all, I wanted to really show you how much you're doing a great job over there with the praise dancers, and you definitely do a great job on every third Sunday that you guys actually perform. Everybody seems to really like it.
Well, thank you. What can I do for you today?
There is a bit of a situation with, it's been brought to our attention. We actually had a small gathering, a little meeting about it, and I've been elected to actually give you a call.
And who is this again? I'm sorry, who are you again?
Brother Fuller.
Uh-huh. And who had a meeting?
Some of the brothers at the church and pastor actually sat in for a moment on it, and I was actually elected to actually just give you a call. Nothing that I don't think we can't get rectified and move on smoothly as we normally do. But I just think we wanted to reach out to you and kind of make you aware of it if you don't mind.
Okay. And what things are those?
Well, Sister Tanya, has any of the praise dancers, before they became praise dancers, was any of them strippers?
I beg your pardon?
Was any of the praise dancers that at the church that you have on the praise team right now, was any of them strippers in the past?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't really know who you are, and I don't really understand this line of questioning.
But like I said, I'm Brother Fuller. I don't think we've met, but like I said, I've been elected to give you a call. Now it seems like what happened is this past week when you all actually danced, it seemed like a couple of the girls was actually gyrating during the praise routine.
Say what? Gyrating. Brother Fuller, I don't know who you are, and I don't know what you saw. None of my girls were gyrating. They were dancing for the Lord. And I think if you look through your Lord's eye, perhaps you would see them better, instead of maybe you were looking through the gyrating eye.
No. See, a couple of the girls, we can point them out. A couple of them have strip girl tendencies, evidently, because some of them have been driving.
Strip girl tendencies. You know what? Sir, I think we need to complete this call. Perhaps I need to call Bishop and speak to him myself because, you know, I don't know what you do all day, but I have a real job, and I'm sitting here holding a conversation in my office about gyrating strippers in the church. Are you kidding me?
Ma'am, listen. Now, here's a couple other things that they're talking about. Some of the girls' feet are real ashy when you all are performing, and they want to see if maybe you can. I don't know. Maybe I don't know if y'all need the grip or whatever that y'all don't put lotion on. We're not sure what that is. As well as the toenail file. Everybody has 3, 4, 5 different designs and everything. Is it any way y'all can be in unison with your toenail polish? But the most important thing is the gyrating during the dance routine.
I don't know what your feet look like. I don't need you calling me, talking to me about my girls, their feet, their nail polish. Perhaps your mind should be on Jesus instead of on them. How about that?
I
don't have time. I don't have time.
It's hard for my mind to be on Jesus when somebody's shaking their butt at the church. Now, that's the problem.
You know what? Look, I'm at work. Now, I'm trying to keep a work tone. You're going to make me curse up in here. Now, let me tell you something. Don't call me anymore. I will deal with Pastor. If he has something to say with me, he can say it to me personally. But I'm done with this conversation.
Are you going to deal with the gyrating is what we want to know. Maybe, you know what, it just hit me. Maybe you one of the ones that's doing the gyrating.
Look, let me tell you something. My girls ain't doing no gyrating, and neither am I. Now, I am done with this conversation. Do you understand me?
But listen.
I'm done.
Are you done with the gyrating?
That's
what we want to stop. So we can't praise the Lord if the booties is shaking.
You know what? Sir, look, I got to go to work. I got to go. Now, again, I don't know what your issue is. It sounds to me like you have an issue with gyrating booties. I have not heard so much gyrating booties in one conversation in my entire life. Now, my mind is set on Jesus. I don't know what your mind is set on.
Well, Sister Tanya, before you was a praise dance ministry, over the ministry, did you ever used to strip?
No, I didn't do no stripping. Now, did your wife do any stripping? Did your mama do any stripping?
Wait a minute, man.
You heard what I said. You heard what? How you like when somebody call you and ask you if your mama did some stripping? How you like that? I got
you. You know what I want to know? When is the next rehearsal? That way I can come and pick out who it is that's doing this gyrating.
No. You don't have any business at my rehearsal. I don't want to see you at my rehearsal. I don't want to see any parts of you in my rehearsal. If I see you near one of my girls, I swear I'm coming after you myself. Do you understand me?
We need to find out who's doing that gyrating.
You don't need to find out. You need to stay your butt in your own house.
And I'm glad y'all ain't dancing when the plate is being passed, because there ain't no telling how you act with them wands coming through that.
You know what? That's it. You call me disrespecting me, I'm at work. I can't even handle this anymore. You know what? Don't call me no more. Don't look at my girls no more. Matter of fact, come near the church and see what I got for you.
I want to know, is you going to stop the gyrating? I'm not going to do a thing. Who you think you talking to like that? You're supposed to be a minister.
I'm done listening to you. Now I'm getting ready to go.
Well, I got one more thing to say to you before you leave.
Now you ain't got a thing to say to me. I said I was done.
And I said I got one more thing to say. Is you listen?
You know what, man? Get off my phone.
I'm going to say it anyway. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your entire praise ministry congregation, all your girls, got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, I'm a shitty. For real? Oh, they got me cursing on the radio. Oh, I think I'm going to have it.
Hey, I got one thing to ask you, Tanya. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Nobody else but the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, Lord. Straight genius, ladies and gentlemen. Straight genius.
Yeah.
Shirley, you and Carl ought to do a praise dance. You, Carl, and Mississippi Monica ought to do a praise dance routine.
Because when you're out of shape, it don't sound good.
You don't. I hate
you.
And now we hear you wheezing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Nephew Tommy. Coming up next, it is a strawberry letter. Subject is, so what? I burned a few things. All right, we'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. All right?
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, so what? I burned a few things. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 28 years old and I've been married for 3 years. I caught my husband cheating on me recently and I burned a few of his personal belongings and he can't get over it. He was cheating in his car.
Whatever.
At a popular hookup spot where the younger kids go to have sex. He and I used to go there when we were younger, and we enjoyed sneaking around and having sex. I never imagined he would cheat on me and then cheat in a spot that he could get caught. The most embarrassing part is that my younger cousin saw him and called me. He and the woman were on the back seat, and their clothes were on the front seat. I stood and watched him for a minute, and then I opened the door and took all of their clothes. I threw my Coke on him, and some of it got in her eyes, so she didn't see me. I went home, and I burned their clothes they were wearing and all of his underwear and socks. I don't know why I burned his underwear and socks, but I had seen my mother burn my stepdad's stuff, and it was in a movie when I was younger, so I snapped. I did it in a field by our apartment so I wouldn't go to jail because I remembered my mom got fined for doing it years ago. My husband drove up wearing only a t-shirt and he put out the fire. The visual. I jumped on him and all I remember after that is my neighbor pulling me off of him. This mess could have been avoided if he had not cheated on me. I was willing to try to get our marriage back on track, but he says I'm crazy and he's afraid of me. He knows I only reacted out of rage and I wouldn't ever act like that normally. Why can't he see that he's the reason his clothes got burned? Why is he trying to make this my fault? It's not. It is not your fault. At all, okay? This is all on him. And don't you dare let him try to flip this on you. He got caught cheating. He got caught in his car, naked. He should be thanking you that you didn't burn him and her right after that. I need you to get focused. I need you to stop blaming yourself immediately for him cheating on you. And he didn't even apologize. He's not even done. He called you crazy. Wasn't he the one cheating in a hookup spot where young people go now and where you guys used to go? Now, taking a chance like that, that's crazy, okay? He's trying to make this your fault because that's all he has. That's all he's got to work with. He wasn't just caught with his pants down. They were off. They were in the front seat. He had to drive home in just a t-shirt. So if he starts making you feel wrong for what you did, the burning and all, then that's what you'll focus on. Not the wrong he did, not the pain he caused you, not the hurt, not the mistrust that he caused. That's what cheaters do when they get caught. They try to flip it. Tell him, yes, you are crazy for even considering taking him back after that. And tell him if he keeps on, you'll show him what crazy is for real, for real. And he better be glad you didn't burn the whole house down and set the car on fire and all that. All right, but I know you gotta live in the house. But anyway, yeah. Come on, Steve, get out of here with that.
Shirley's response is 100% spot on. Everything Shirley said to you is true. This is just a simple case of the best defense is a good offense. That's all this is. This is him taking this and making you the villain for the act that you did. There's so many things in this letter that's crazy. Now, first of all, you're 28 years old. So I'm assuming that you all around the same age. You've been married for 3 years. And you caught your husband cheating on you recently. And I burned a few of his personal items and he can't get over it. He can't get over that. Well, you can't get over yours either. See, what you can't do is let him out get not get over it. You know, you're saying he can't get over it. You can't let him out not get over it. You got to get further not get over it than him, if you know what I'm trying to tell you. You can't let him beat you at this game. Women are the best at this. There's nobody greater at not getting over something than women. They are the best at it. They know how to make you gravel, crawl back, pay over and over and over, bring it up years later on the same date and same time. You need to get in that mode right there. He was cheating in his car at a popular hookup spot where younger kids go to have sex. Y'all used to go there when y'all was younger.
What?
And you like doing it.
Yeah.
But you didn't never imagine that he would cheat on you and cheat in the spot that he could get caught. Old habits. That's where he been going.
Crazy.
He been going down there to that spot. Now, the embarrassing part you say for you is your younger cousin saw him and called me. That's what this was, a girl. Hopefully. He and the woman were on the back seat. Their clothes was on the front seat. Lord have mercy, don't ever be away from your clothes.
Yeah, one more time. Come on, that's important.
Ever go away from your clothes. Take your clothes with you. That's where you're supposed to put them. That's stupid. You put them clothes up in the back window. You got to have, put them clothes on the floor. You got to have them clothes by you. You don't ever separate from your clothes. Lord, you stupid.
Yes.
You're so damn stupid.
Hold on, Steve. Hold it. Keep it right there, all right? We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject of today's Strawberry Letter is, so what? I burned a few things. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter and get your response. What's going on?
This is a letter that's ridiculous, that should never get written. Shirley gave the proper response to all of it. I strongly suggest you follow all of Shirley's advice. But what I was just telling you, it doesn't make any sense. This is a typical example of the best offense. The best defense is a good offense. So get off defense and get on offense. And that's what he's doing to you. He's making it about what you did with his stupid ass. Went down there to a place y'all used to cheat at when y'all was younger. He 28. He could still do that. You never imagined he'd cheat on you at a spot he could get caught. But then your younger cousin saw him and called you. He and this woman were on the back seat and their clothes was on the front seat. Why are you separate from your clothes? Listen to this. If you are not in your house or in your hotel room, you have to have them close by. If you are visiting someone else's house, you must be able to reach and touch your clothes at all times.
Come on, boy.
Rule number one for cheating.
You better preach.
They can never have your clothes out of reach.
Oh.
You don't know who she know when he coming. All this here. So now you go down there. He and the woman was on the back seat and they clothes on the front seat. Mm-hmm. I stood and watched for a minute. What? Rule number two, when you in the car doing stuff, you have to check periodically.
Look up over the seats and out the
window. You can't commit a full 2 minutes to your business without looking. Man, I done been in the car before. You got to look. It's a hard place to go, but you got to look. I stood and watched for a minute. Then I opened the door and took all their clothes. See, right there. If your clothes was in reach, there's no way you're going to let your wife take your damn clothes. I threw my Coke on him, and some of it got in her eyes, so she didn't see me. What?
Who did she think it was?
Girl, it was Coke. It wasn't acid.
Yeah.
She saw you. I went home and burned their clothes they were wearing and all of his underwear and socks. I don't know why I burned his underwear and socks, but I seen my mother burn my stepdad's clothes, and it was in a movie when I was younger. That's Thin Line.
I thought it was Waiting to Exhale. Yeah.
Waiting for Exhale or I don't know, whatever movie. You know, I ain't see it. Anyway, I tried to do a movie reference, but I didn't see it. Anyway, the movie right there, and they burned. I thought Martin Lawrence had his clothes burned.
He was pretty rough now, Lynn Whitfield,
But the movie she talking about is Waiting to Exhale.
Anyway. Sure. Anyway, that is a movie, and it got very popular. A lot of men lost their clothes because of this movie. I want to say that, too.
And they cars.
So I didn't go to jail. My husband drove up wearing only a T-shirt and put out the fire. This boy right here done got his half-naked ass out the car. He's stomping on the fire barefoot with just a T-shirt on. This boy must have been proud of himself.
He's stomping barefoot,
putting this fire out with just this damn T-shirt on. And you started the fire down the street in an empty lot. I wouldn't give a damn if that whole lot caught on fire. Uh-huh. I'm not going out there. It's too late to save your clothes. My husband drove up wearing only a T-shirt, and he put out the fire. I jumped on him, and all I remember is that the neighbor pulling me off of his half-naked ass. He got a T-shirt on. I don't know. It's hard to fight with no drawers on. I'm just going to tell you that.
It's very difficult.
It's very, very difficult. Yes. Most men don't.
And he could have burnt himself.
Is it hard to drive with no underwear on?
No,
you can drive naked.
Wait.
What you don't want to do is stop, pull up next to a truck. You don't want to do that.
They can look down.
Because they look down, they see you. So if you pull up next to a truck, you got to stay behind the door. I've done all this right here.
You have?
Yeah. I can, long story, but I've done all this right here. You drive naked now. It's hot. That seat is hot quicker. So now you got out. You jumped on him. He half naked, got a T-shirt on. He's stomping barefoot. He from Africa. Or either he's Caribbean where he do fire walking. I don't know who can jump out their car and stomp a fire out. Uh-huh. And why would he care? It's down the street. Anyway, all you remember is your neighbor pulling off. This mess could have been avoided had he not cheated on me. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's true. I was willing to try to get our marriage back on track, but he says I'm crazy and he's afraid of me. As he should be. As he should be. There's an element of fear that should reside in his life from here on after. Yes, you crazy, and he should be afraid of you. He knows that you reacted out of anger and rage. I would never act like that normally. Wait a minute. Normally? When do you normally find your husband in the back seat naked with somebody else with their clothes on the front seat? There's nothing normal about this. Why are you... How did you allow him to do this to you?
Yeah.
Why can't he see that he's the reason his clothes got burnt? No, no, no. I don't give a damn if you can't get over it. As a matter of fact, so you don't get over it, I'm finna burn two of your suits for letting me catch you cheap.
You, ooh, you're
girl,
scared.
Stop letting him do you this way. It's his fault. I burned your clothes because you cheated on me. That's why I did it. Get
That's
over
right.
it.
All right.
Now call Hit us up. Back to me because I don't want you. Y'all
Hit us up on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time now for Sports Talk with Junior. Junior, what you got?
Oh, Pippin.
That's right. Come on, talk to
Here
me.
We go, Pippin. I just want to say shout out to the Browns, man. 23-17 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
OT, baby. Pulled it out.
Pulled it out, Pippin.
Yeah, hey, man. All right.
Man, y'all throw the parade for Deshaun if he coming back next week.
Mm-mm. No, we got to see how he gonna act first. Keep your ass off them tables for a while.
All right, baby, here we go, man. The Bengals, man, topped the Titans 20-16. Here we go, man. Dolphins over the Texans. Everybody knew this, man. 30-15. Yeah, everybody
right knew it.
I don't even know why we changed quarterbacks. Who was that for, Tommy? I don't know what we did that for.
He actually a little better, though. He actually a little bit better.
Well, your quarterback was tired of losing, so he needed a break.
Well, you didn't win one little old game. You over there talking.
Man. Jets over the Bears, 31-10.
Yeah,
man, Washington Commanders over the Atlanta Falcons, 19-13.
Yeah. Man, hey, Pippen.
Ben Pimpin, let me ask you something, Pimpin. Do you have any advice for Russell Wilson? Because the Broncos fall again 23-10 to the Panthers, man.
Hey, Russell, to the Panthers? Save your money, yeah. Save your money. Get your contract, save your coins.
Here go the upset game of the week for you, Pimpin. The Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Baltimore Ravens 28-27. What in the world?
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, man. I don't know how that happened. Here go another, man. The Chargers over the Cardinals, 25-24. Golly, man. But did you see that this game, Pippin? The Raiders, man, beat the Seahawks in overtime, man, 40-34.
Yeah, they were scoring finally.
Anybody that's surprised here, man? The Chiefs over the Rams, 26-10. Chiefs over the Rams, 26-10. I know this one hurt, Carla. 49ers over the Saints, 13-0. High Tosh.
Oh, that Who That Nation is down. All of that. And today is my husband's birthday, Tosh.
Happy birthday, Tosh.
Happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday, player. What's up, Don?
Here we go.
Happy birthday. At least you still living. Y'all ain't winning, but you living.
That's
a good ass exchange right there. I'll take living over winning anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And man, the Bills topped the Lions, man, 28-25. It was tough week for football this week, man. Woo.
All right, Junior, thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, Steve Harvey FM, SteveHarveyFM.com question. This is from a female listener, Steve, about men. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Steve, Sharon in Richmond says, I've been with the same man for 11 years, and he has a bunch of female friends, and I trust him. But I had one dinner with a man, and it was a follow-up job interview. My boyfriend called at least 3 times to see if I was still at dinner. He said that the man wanted to get in my pants because job interviews are done at an office. Why can he get away with being jealous by saying he was just looking out for me, but if I'm jealous, he calls me insecure and crazy?
First of all, he's right about your boss. What follow-up job interview at dinner? What? That's so inappropriate. So, yeah, he wants you. So now, because your man that you've been with 11 years, that's not your husband, you've just been with him for 11 years because he got a lot of female friends, he knows what your boss is up to. Your boss would know what he up to. You can trust him all you want, and that's fine and dandy. But he got a lot of female friends, and they do what together? Okay, go ahead. But that could be one of them. All them female friends are probably why y'all been with the same man 11 years and you ain't married yet.
Ooh, that part.
Oh, wow.
That's a long time.
Because, yeah, why is she, you know, she probably wants to marry this man.
I mean,
yeah.
Marry you for what? Why would I marry you when I can get all the benefits of my lifestyle
exactly.
And still keep you and still keep my friends? Man, please. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody finna turn that in. You're the perfect candidate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dream girl.
But y'all do like y'all want to do. Y'all ain't got to listen to Uncle Steve. It's cool. Do like you want to. Oh, you can be a girl's friend,
Steve.
But oh, it's so rare. Oh, it is so rare. And they attractive.
I was getting ready to say, what if you're not attracted to her at all? What if she's unattractive and you're not attracted
if
or
she's
he's
unattractive? That can happen.
Okay. But if she's the least bit attractive, it's on.
Let me tell you something, man.
I
ain't gonna say it no more. Do like y'all want to. Go ahead.
Why you got mad? Don't get mad.
Because,
yes,
man, when you try to tell women something and they try to argue, I'm talking about men. I'm not talking about Martians. I'm talking about something I know about, something I've been my whole life. You don't hear Junior and Tommy arguing when I say this, do you?
No, sir.
They don't come to y'all rescue. Nah, Unc, it ain't like that no more. You ain't heard that one time, have you? And there's a 20-year age difference. It's 10 between me and Tommy, and it's 10 between Tommy and Junior. That's 2 generations. And we ain't nobody arguing me on this one. Men are men. I don't know why y'all gonna think we finna be something else. Damn. Tell a woman something over and over and over. Nah, see, Steve, I trust him. Okay. You a fool. Cool.
Well, there could be one woman who hasn't heard it before, so you've helped that one woman. Maybe she.
Who the hell ain't heard this before?
But you never know. Some people.
What is you listening to the show for? If you're not going to hear it.
Why are you mad?
This ain't TV. It ain't nothing to do on the radio but here.
Attitude.
Yeah, this show don't come with visuals. If you don't hear me, what is you listening for?
Yeah, but she needs to know that. She definitely does. Sure. 11 years.
That's the reason she not married yet.
Yeah. Because
he got his cake and he eating his too.
Yeah.
So why would
that's
you...
true, Steve. That's it.
Come on, Sharon.
I've been with the same man 11 years and he got a lot of female friends. I went on a job interview and he said the man wanted my pants. Okay, what do you want with them girls when he go out to eat with them? What?
That's why he laughing when he out with him.
One more time. One more time.
Girl. Sitting up with some woman, cause oh man, she's so funny. What? ain't never went out to eat with a woman because she was funny.
All right, Sharon. I hope you heard that, Sharon.
Crazy ass.
Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so reality stars Todd and Julie Chrisley have been sentenced in their high-profile bank fraud and tax evasion case. Todd was sentenced to 12 years, and Julie was sentenced to 7 years in prison, according to the federal government. Yeah, those are a lot of time. They got?
The Chrisleys?
Yes. He got 12, she got 7, yeah.
What was happening?
Bank fraud and tax evasion, yeah.
I like Todd Chrisley, man. Cool dude. I like his
family. Todd ain't jail ready, though. He ain't ready for that.
He is not jail tight.
Well.
He got to go to federal.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Well, it's federal. It's federal.
According to the federal government, the Chrisleys submitted fraudulent documents to borrow millions from banks and used it to fund their luxurious lifestyle.
Ain't that the same thing Donald Trump did?
Same thing.
Yeah, tax evasion. Mm-hmm. Their scheme brought in over $30 million, and the Chrisleys avoided filing taxes for several years. So.
I mean, that's a long time, Steve. They gone.
They are gone.
$30 million ain't worth 12 years. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you right
now. Hell no.
6 months for 30. Okay, here's a question: for $30 million, would you do 6 months in prison?
6 months.
No.
6 months for $30 million?
What? Nope. I'm not going to jail.
I'm going in. Yeah, I'm going there and fold them sheets and everything else they talking about.
Too. Gonna be in there. Keep their mind off of me.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do a prison show every day.
All right. All right. More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are. It's time for Would You Rather. Let's do a round, guys. Would you rather work out in dress shoes, or would you rather perform comedy in flip-flops? Which one? Are you working out in your dress shoes? Or are you performing on stage in just some flip-flops? What are you doing?
B. This old silly-ass question.
B. That's all I decided.
Just answer it.
I don't want no flip-flops on stage.
You seen some of the flip-flops Uncle Steve got? You seen the flip-flops he got?
I ain't got them kind of flip-flops. I got these Uggs. I got Uggs. He got something else. He got all that fur.
Poochie.
Yeah. Yeah, I got some rocking nice outfit. Yeah, I'm going. But I'm going to be in that gym in them dress shoes looking like
I'm going to be in the gym in them dress shoes.
I got my church shoes on in the gym. I'm going to be going there and look like Al Sharpton.
He works out.
Yes, he does. Go, Rev. All right, moving on to would you rather be a billionaire with no friends? Or just a well-loved thousandaire?
And if I'm a billionaire, I don't want no damn friends no, huh?
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna lose a few along the way anyway.
I'm a thousandaire now. Hey, what the hell you talking about? Hey.
Yeah, I've been that head all that cranked up.
A thousand air.
Give me that billion, y'all walk on off cool. I can buy some friends.
For real.
All right, would you rather kiss on the neck or would you rather kiss on the chest when you're being intimate?
Would I rather get kissed on my neck or on my chest?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if you kiss on the chest, you get a swimming pool. Yeah.
What happened?
Come on, huh? I ain't never heard that before, but I love that.
Salt water.
Kiss me on my chest, you get a swimming pool. I just said that. I don't know where that came
from. It was just random. It was just a random thought.
Yeah, chest, though. Yeah.
Your house now has a swimming pool in the back.
You like me.
You got to kiss my chest because you kiss up around his neck with his scar at. Oh, that's going out the window. That's lovely.
Really?
Is over.
Really?
You get anywhere around this scar, I'm gonna tell you, it ain't all that lovey-dovey gone.
Kiss up on that scar, your neck, get some of that chemo in your mouth.
Really?
Okay.
I'm sorry. We're not supposed to be a cancer joke.
You know he gonna take it to a whole nother place.
It's just about time.
You opened it up.
I ain't never tasted it. It probably don't taste that good. A lot of people kiss on it. I'm probably assuming it.
Oh, Lord.
Well, you ain't never done that before. You don't know what it tastes like. I probably not that good. Ain't like it's flavor. Ain't like it's tri-minute. It come in flavor. Damn, bubble gum, fruity punch. Okay. Huh?
Canned cranberry sauce or cheese on everything?
Can't put cranberry sauce on nothing but one, two things.
Try cranberry sauce on a taco. Let's see what happens. Yeah.
that ain't good.
All right. Some nachos. That's today's round. Would you rather? Coming up next at 49 minutes after, it's our last break of the day. And Steve will be back to close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Monday.
Hey, you know something? In closing, I want to do one thing before I get started with my message.
Okay.
If you have not seen Dion Cole's special, Charlene's Boy, on Netflix, I am telling y'all, go to Netflix and watch Dion Cole's Charlene's Boy.
I gotta watch it. I ain't seen
it. It is funny from top to bottom.
I saw it.
Classic stand-up, man.
Yes. It's
you know, look, Chappelle gets all of the rants and raves right now, but Chappelle is doing something else.
Right.
You know, he's making a lot of statements and all like that. If you just want to laugh, old school style, that damn Dion Cole, Charlene's Boy, that boy right there, clown, man.
Yeah, they just love him.
Funny
anyway.
Material that's relatable. Mm-hmm. He talking about where he is with his life now. He paid tribute to it. He was talking about his mom at the beginning of the special. When the ending get there, you're going to cry. The ending going to mess you up. I ain't going to give away, but you're going to cry. But, boy, let me tell you something. Dion Cole, hats off, man, from one of the former kings. I am telling
That's
y'all.
Good. Yes, sir.
That boy special, Charlene's Boy, y'all should go to Netflix and watch it now. And somebody call Dion Cole and tell him, Steve Harvey, I went through my phone contacts. I tried to find the number on the boy. I thought I had his number, but I
got his number.
Dion Cole's ass is funny.
Yes.
Got the funniest Netflix special on television right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you just want to laugh at some real stuff about dating, about life.
Aging. What? He talked about aging. Yes, it was good.
But you just go, wow.
Yeah.
So refreshing to see, man. Dion Cole.
Yeah.
Now, my closing remarks. This election in Georgia, I'm talking to everybody in Georgia. We got to get to the polls, man. Look, I know you voted last time and you don't want to go back down. We got to go back. We got an early vote. We got to vote. We got to cast our votes. Listen to me, y'all. This that the Republican Party, the conservatives are doing, they should be ashamed of themselves. They cannot be proud of Herschel Walker. They cannot. It is impossible. And every time I see a politician standing next to him, it's the same one, Ted Cruz. That ought to give you a hint to how low down they are. Ted Cruz has the authenticness and the authenticity of a damn roach. This dude is the lowest form of manhood, and he's standing next to Herschel Walker every time he talks, just nodding in agreement. When he mispronouncing words, going on rants, talking about vampires. This boy, something wrong with Herschel Walker, man. Something's wrong with him. Outside of the fact that he's probably suffering from CTE, he's just not a smart person. He's just not smart, man. What they're doing, they're propping up him just for power, position, and money. Herschel Walker has no business in politics. Herschel Walker has no business in corporate America. Herschel Walker should just be somewhere signing autographs because he was a great football player. This dude right here is not qualified. And they moved him from Texas to Georgia just for this. They moved him just for this. Just in the nick of time, give him some residence and prop him up. His house in Texas, man. This is ridiculous, y'all. We have got to get to the polls in Georgia and stop this nonsense. You will not pick up this low form of manhood because he's black and put him in front of us to compare him to a person of African-American descent, qualification, education, well-rounded, well-spoken, and well-deserved to be a senator, and you bring a Herschel Walker to post up against him. We are going to the polls. And I'm going to tell you something, man. If you're listening to this show and you're not African-American or a person of color and you're a conservative, you know good and hell well he's not qualified. Don't you do that. You don't have to go along with your party just because your party put a candidate in front of you. That don't make it right. Y'all know good and well Herschel Walker. If you went to school at all, high school, if you graduated from high school, you know better. You know better. All I have is a high school diploma, but I can formulate a sentence, man. You're going to put a guy in the office to represent the state of Georgia who can't even form a sentence. He can't maintain a thought for any accumulative amount of time because his mind just won't do it. He's just not a smart person. He's of low intelligence, and he's of even lower values. His wife and ex-wife have been on TV about him threatening her, beating her. His son won't come out and support him. His family won't support him. This dude right here done paid for abortions, which y'all claim is taboo. He done that. He don't take care of all his children. He got behind on child support. He don't even take care of it. He don't even own up to having all of his kids. And now that's who y'all done propped up in front of us? Nah, man. Everything y'all hate about us is who he is. And you're going to turn around and vote for him for what? Because your party said, man, shame on you. And to the Southern evangelicals, you all, man, I don't know what y'all doing, but I know who you really are, so I'm not even talking to you because you're not going to vote for the other minister because you're really a political party. You're not a religious party. That's the roost that you've been putting over on everybody, but I'm not going for it. So Southern evangelicals are just, you were really pro-slavery anyway. That's why you all formed Christians for Slavery. That's what the whole thing is about. Raphael Warnock.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.